Hello, everyone. It's me, Jasmine Bridges. I'm your spiritual teacher. I'm happy to be back on this amazing podcast that I love so much. You know, guys, I really want to share some juicy details about boundaries. So it's crazy that I want to this, but I really want to share something. I love this podcast. I love talking to you guys. I love just like giving you guys my vibrational energy through this podcast. So if you love this vibe, I want you to do me a favor. Please share this with someone who you think I'm really using. Please. Just one more soul that can get into the work that you and I are. We are co-creating together. We are raising the vibration of the planet together. When you share resources, when you give to others, when you empower them, it literally always, always, always comes back to you in 100-fold. So I'm recording this a little cold. I have the window open. It's winter. And the reason why I have the window open is because I just had like a little lavender cleansing, and yeah. So I'm gonna try to keep this short and sweet so that I can like move on. But anyway, you guys may not realize this, but you might have some energy leaks in your boundaries, and like it might be the reason why you're not truly manifesting in the way that hoped. So I can be completely transparent about my own story, but I just kind of want to give you some examples. Like, you may desire to be married, but you entertain and don't even want to marry. And sometimes as women can be like, oh, I'm just giving this person time. And yes, it's nothing wrong with time. That's not the problem. But if you were giving that person access to you without them having to pay a cost to be in your presence, that is undermining the value. And so making it kind of harder for that person to actually step into that manifestation with you. If you have friends, but you bring your work over to them for free all the time. You coach them, you over nurture them, you over give to them. Yes, I'm speaking to you guys because I know I do that too, or have done it. I am no longer in vibrational alignment with it, but I've done it. And so that's the reason why I'm saying it. How can I feel the multi-million coaching business that I desire if I am doing all of this work to potential clients? That makes no sense. If you are desiring to manifest weight loss, but you're not truly the vibrational frequency of it because you're adding in foods that are not healthy. On a long-term scale, maybe not the freshest, but if that's something you're doing all the time, like how are you going to be looking for your manifestation of your dream body? Everybody's going to be this, like, that's not what I'm saying. There's no one clear cut way to manifest now. But it's explaining the way you're doing. If you are wanting to or right, if you've never been through study, you've never been able to give this ritual to let go of the past, how are you going to work? Some of us, I think, hold on to so much weight of the past that it really stops you and stagnates you. How the root okay, just think about it for yourself. Making your voice cursing is not that's how what is it like to thank you. Although I think you're receiving. Truth. right, that's it.